Today we have the passage from Matthew chapter 9, when the disciples of John the Baptist are complaining to the Lord that they're fasting, but Jesus' disciples are not fasting. And what's interesting here is that the disciples of John the Baptist on this occasion side with the Pharisees. They say, you know, we're fasting, we're the disciples of John, the Pharisees and their disciples are fasting, but your disciples are not fasting. Well, let's put this in context. Just before this, there was a great feast, and that was at the home of Matthew, the tax collector. And the scribes and Pharisees complained that Jesus was eating and drinking with tax collectors and with people of ill repute. So they were complaining to the Lord about that, and now they're complaining that his disciples are not fasting. At this time, John the Baptist was in prison, and so his disciples were fasting. They were in mourning because the one that they followed was now in the dungeon of King Herod. Eventually, these disciples would become the Essenes down by the Dead Sea, and they would last for a few hundred years during that time. And so, again, they were men of great penance and prayer, but they were complaining to the Lord that his own disciples did not fast. See, in the Old Testament, the Jewish people always fasted one day a year, which was the Day of Atonement. But the scribes had added additional days that would be fasting days. In fact, every Monday and every Thursday, for the scribes and Pharisees and for those who wanted to pursue that, would be days of fasting as well, Mondays and Thursdays. So it seems that this great feast day that they had with at Matthew's house perhaps was on one of those days when the other disciples were fasting, but the Lord and his disciples were not. How does the Lord respond to this? The Lord gives the image of a wedding feast. And the Lord says, when the bridegroom is here, that's not the time for fasting. It's a time for celebrating, a time for feasting, because the bridegroom is here. The Lord referred to himself as the bridegroom, which reminds us that we are his bride. The church is his bride. Each one of us is the beloved spouse of Christ. He is supposed to be our closest friend, our dearest friend, the true spouse of our soul. Even if you're married, your true spouse of your soul is Jesus Christ. He is the bridegroom, and our souls are his bride. And he gave his life by dying on the cross for each of us. So that's a kind of relationship the Lord wants to have with each of us, a beloved, intimate spousal relationship, which we receive with the Lord, especially in Holy Communion. When we receive Jesus, we receive the beloved of our soul, this true spouse of our soul. So that's how the Lord answers this. He says, can the bridegroom's best friends, his closest friends, his family members mourn while the bridegroom is with them? It's time to celebrate, time for joy, because the Lord is here. But then the Lord predicts. He says, the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away. That word taken away in Greek is the same word used in Isaiah chapter 53, how the suffering servant will undergo a violent death, that he'll be snatched away, taken away, and given a violent death. So the Lord is reminding them, the day will come when, because of his passion, his death, he will be taken away from them, and on that day, they will fast. So the Lord has predicted that one day his disciples will fast. And the Catholic Church for the last 2,000 years has listened to this good advice from the Lord. The Church has appointed certain days for fasting, Ash Wednesday and Good Friday in particular. And then there's also abstinence for meat on Ash Wednesday, Good Friday, and all the Fridays during Lent. In fact, the Church also says that every Friday throughout the whole year should be a day in which we do some penance. You get to choose it yourself. It doesn't have to be giving up meat, but it certainly could. But it could be giving up something else, making some other sacrifice every Friday during the year, especially for the end of abortion. The Church recommends that we do some penance every Friday throughout the whole year for the conversion of our country and for the end of abortion. So fasting has always had an important place in the church. The 40 days of Lent to commemorate the 40 days that Jesus himself spent fasting. Well, why should we fast? What's the benefit to our soul to have some fasting in our life? Well, as some of the fathers of the church say, that it makes us more hungry for the things of God. When we experience some physical hunger, even for a few moments or a few hours, it reminds us that nothing earthly can satisfy the deep longing of our heart. Only God can truly satisfy the hunger of our heart. Fasting also strengthens the person's will so they can resist temptation. It can purify their mind. It can be an opportunity to offer reparation for past sins. It can show true repentance and humility, as we see in Scripture when people put on sackcloth and ashes and did fasting. It can also be good for the poor because the money we would spend on a meal, perhaps, we could then give to the poor. I tried to look up before Mass what percentage of people go to bed hungry every night. So, you know, as you know, on the new iPhone, the 4S that Father Moseman and I have, you can just press a button and you can ask a question. Like, what is the average rainfall in the Amazon every year? And it'll take you right to the website and tell you it's, you know, 23.2 inches or whatever it is. Well, before Mass, I said, what percentage of the world's population goes to bed hungry every night? And it said, I found 23 restaurants near you. Okay. So it wasn't exactly the answer that I wanted. But I don't know. It's probably maybe 30% of the world's population goes to bed hungry every night. I don't know. But the idea is that when we fast, we can offer that meal and then maybe give it to the poor or to the hungry. So this is what today's gospel is all about. It's about the importance of fasting. And one last point, this first reading from Isaiah, very powerful. See, there's a good way to fast and there's a bad way to fast. Isaiah says, if your fasting ends in quarreling and fighting and striking each other, that's not a pleasing fast, right? Remember, as I said on Ash Wednesday, Bishop Sheen said that if you need coffee in the morning to be pleasant and friendly to your family, don't give up coffee for Lent. He says that don't let your penance make you a penance for everybody else that you live with.